Welcome to On the Record News. It's Wednesday, the 1st of March. I'm Julia Sacco. These are the stories we're following this week. 31-year-old Daniel Langdon is facing 96 charges in connection with a child luring and sexual assault investigation. Police announced his arrest this morning. On February 7th, Toronto police executed a search warrant at a residence near Weston and Finch West. They seized electronic devices containing large amounts of evidence. According to Detective Vijay Shetty, there were multiple victims who ranged in age 7 to 17. Finance Minister Katrine Conroy is calling it a win for health and gender equality. Starting April 1st, all BC residents will have access to free birth control. This includes oral hormone pills, contraceptive injections, intrauterine hormonal devices, subdermal implants, and Plan B. The province estimates that someone who pays $25 a month for the birth control pill could save as much as $10,000 in their lifetime. To get free contraception, BC residents covered by provincial health care must get a prescription from their family physician. TMU's spring 2023 convocation dates are out. Now, students are wondering whether or not they'll be crossing the stage in a few months' time. OTR's Alexandra Hollick has the rundown about whether students are too cool for convocation.
Thanks, Julia. Many final year TMU students are counting down the days until they're done with their degrees. But are they going to make it official and cross that finish line by attending convocation this spring? Let's find out. Are you attending convocation this spring?
Yes, I will be. I just feel like it's good for just the moment, the experience, and with your family, take pictures and whatnot. We've been working hard the past 5 years, and through COVID too, everything's been like really crazy, up and down. So I feel like it's good to just celebrate the accomplishment, you know?
I am not.
Oh, why not?
It seems arduous. It's not just program-based from what I see. I think it's like a lot of other programs as well. People I don't really know connect with, 3 hours, and you only get like 30 minutes of our program shine time. My friends aren't even on campus that often. Like we don't, so it's not as much of a community experience. So I'm not really looking forward to like being there with like a group of people and enjoying it. So
is it something that's also important to your family at any point as well? Like does your family want you to cross the stage?
I feel so. Like I feel like they would like that. They want to probably take pictures and grab it on their phone and stuff and brag to their family members or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, they'll be pretty proud.
I know I'm looking forward to attending convocation in June, and my mom's already asking where she can buy the tickets. For those of you who like to plan in advance, tickets can be reserved online in the coming weeks. For On the Record, I'm Alexandra Hollick.
TMU's brightest young filmmakers were given the challenge to make a movie in 2 days. The results were inspiring and frightening. Trevor Carter has the story.
RUTV has officially relaunched under the new name MetTV. If you don't already know, MetTV is an entirely student-led television network, airing and producing content for students by students.
MetTV is like a website streaming service where we air like student-made content. We have a bunch of different avenues students can pursue, so they can make their own shows, pitch their own ideas. We also have like some original shows like a news and entertainment, live event sort of style show. But yeah, we just kind of wanted to create a place where students can get hands-on production experience outside of class.
Earlier this month, the school's talent was on full display at MetTV's first annual 48-hour film festival. Students from across TMU submitted their short films for a panel of judges, but there was a catch. All submissions had to be made in under 48 hours.
MetTV just wanted to create something, do something right after we launched, because we just launched back in January. So we wanted to kind of make something that would kind of be like a big event for students and kind of spark interest in MetTV since we are really new.
First-year student Robert De La Rosa took home the award for overall best film for his horror short, All the Way Home.
So basically we just got our equipment on the Friday, and then we shot all of Saturday. And then on Sunday, we came in and did like an edit till like 1 a.m. The actual viewing of it was just such an amazing experience to be with a lot of kind of young, eager filmmakers, just people who really had a passion for what they were doing, and just kind of watch each other's films. And there were some amazing films. We were flabbergasted that we won. We were so surprised, especially kind of being first years. For context, I started my camera class 2 weeks before the festival. So I literally just learned to turn the camera on and to work focus.
Fourth-year media production student Matthew Major was awarded Most Creative Film for his animated short Amphibian Cognitive Advancement.
Like, there was some seriously impressive stuff, like super well shot, some really funny stuff, some really well written stuff, just like serious quality all around. I was really impressed. It was a really good time. Like, I've never really been super public with my work, I guess, and I've never seen my stuff on a big screen like that with an audience. So it was weird. It was, I'm glad people liked it.
After seeing what these students are capable of accomplishing in under 48 hours, the future looks very bright for these young filmmakers. For On the Record, I'm Trevor Carter.
Jacob Stoller is working on a story about the TMU Bold men's hockey team, and we're going to get a preview before it hits the OTR website. Molly Cohn sat down with Jacob to get some details.
I'm here with Jacob Stoller to talk about sports on campus. Jacob, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So TMU men's hockey has developed a reputation for being successful talent recruiters, and you're currently working on a story on that, is that right?
I am, yes. So it's funny because since around 2016, TMU has graduated about 16 players to the high-level professional ranks, and that's the most in their conference, the OUA West. And it's interesting because I was wondering, what does that come down to, how does that happen, and what contributes to it? And from what I've found, you know, the main thing that there's three main things that contribute. The first is the state-of-the-art facilities at the Mountain Athletic Center. The second is their resources for player development. And their third would be Johnny Duco, who's their head coach. Those three things, I think, really contribute to that number being so high.
That's really interesting. So let's get into a little bit more about the reasons why they're able to do that. What is it about TMU's facilities that is so appealing?
Well, the Mattamy Athletic Center, so it used to be the Maple Leaf Gardens, where they played for many, many years. If you look up in the rafters, you still have the old ceiling, and there's sort of a aura around it in itself. Mm-hmm. But in 2012, so, you know, over 10 years ago, they renovated the facility. There's a state-of-the-art gym. The rink is comparable to a major junior facility. It's very attractive in that sense. And then also, they only share it with the women's team. So men or women's team can have the ice whenever they please. Mm-hmm. In terms of your experience, like, they have kind of free reign at it. In the States, for a collegiate program, like the United States, that's pretty common. But in the U Sports level in Canada, it's not as much. So, as I mentioned, the gym as well, probably from what people around the league told me, is by far the best facility. And when they're recruiting people and they're looking at these facilities in a video, whether it's even the locker room is like an NHL style, when they look at it, it really raises eyebrows amongst people.
Of course. Player development, what sets TMU apart from the rest?
Well, I think the most telling thing is, in terms of the resources they put into it, is how much money and you know, time and effort they put into getting coaches, player development coaches, that help these players become better players. Their most recent one, Nathaniel Brooks, he was actually hired by the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL before this year. So it kind of shows you just the level of coaches these people are. And there's two really famous cases that made me look into the player development. The first is the current star, Kyle Bowlers. He was cut from his major junior team. He actually played in Junior A, which is a level down, before coming to the U Sports level. And now he's one of the best scorers in the country. Matthew Santos, who's right now in the AHL, which is a step below the NHL, he came to the U Sports level after struggling in the ECHL. After 4 years at TMU, goes back to the ECHL, which is two levels below the NHL, and becomes a premier player. So, and both those guys who I talked to for the story really credited Nathaniel Brooks, even Johnny, Michael Fine, who's now there, has a skill development background. And that's really important for this program. Before, they had a lot of assistant coaches that were more focused on winning and losing, where, of course, they're still focused on it now, but the main thing is getting these players to be better and to become pros.
Sure. So let's talk about the head coach, Johnny Duco, I believe you said. How is he himself a draw for players?
Well, Johnny, I mean, if you spend a couple of minutes with him, it's pretty clear that he's sort of a frivolous, you know, very intense recruiter. Mm-hmm. He's very personable. And also, too, he doesn't want players out there for 1 year. He wants players out there for 4 years. So with that, you know, whether directly or not, he cares about your education. And I think that parents and also the players really gravitate towards that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the large majority of U Sports players have their education paid for, and that's because the CHL, Canadian Hockey League, they get education packages. So Johnny, I think, hits all the nails on the head. These guys want to be, you know, at a professional-like environment. They want to get better. A lot of them want to turn pro, and they want a degree. And TMU, all those things help them do that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks so much for telling us about what you've been working on.
Thanks for having me.
Julia, back to you.
Looking for something to do on campus between classes? Here's Justin Lam with the roundup.
There's so much going on around TMU this week, but I've got you covered. Here's a roundup of events. Tomorrow, head down to the book launch for Why Wellness Sells in the Arts and Letters Club at 14 Elm Street. You'll get to hear a short reading from author Colleen Deercatch from her book that explores the potential toxicity of wellness culture. It's free and runs from 5 to 7 p.m. and will include snacks and a cash bar. You must all be familiar with Bob Ross. Beautiful landscapes, vivid and realistic paintings, and that trademark hairdo. Well, Student Life and Campus Engagement is hosting a Bob Ross paint night on Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the DMZ Sandbox, located on the third floor in the SLC. This event is a BIPOC student mixer, so unleash your creativity and make some new friends. Free food is also provided, so you don't want to miss out on this fun afternoon. Looking to expand your network? Well, you're in luck. After 2 years of delivering the conference online, the Rise of Entertainment Conference will be held in person at Ted Rogers School of Management. Titled REC 23, it starts this Saturday at 10 a.m. and ends on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. The event will feature panels, workshops, and networking opportunities for students at TMU who are looking to increase their exposure and build connections within the creative industry. And why not wrap up your weekend with a film screening of Ward 81 Voices at Hot Dog's Ted Rogers Cinema on Sunday. It's a documentary on Mary Ellen Mark's chilling yet captivating photographs of Oregon State Hospital, a psychiatric facility. The film captures her creative process and approach that made her images stand out in the field of documentary photography. The event runs from 1:30 to 3 p.m. And that's all from me. I'm Justin Lam. Now get out there and have some fun.
Thanks, Justin. I always enjoy a good film screening. International Women's Day is coming up on March 8th. The UN's theme this year is Digit All, Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. Celebrations are taking place across Toronto, including the International Women's Day celebration at the Metro Hall. And that's it for today's show. For more stories from our OTR newsroom, please have a look at our website. That's ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Julia Sacco. See you back here next week. Have a great one.